Shem Tavit Fed that Zion Mishnah above Nachri Shabbat Lechaber. Ain Oymer Lechabe Baal Techabe. Bipnei Shain Shpisasu Alim. Somebody who's half caught on fire, and a guy showed up to extinguish the fire on Shabbat. You're not allowed to tell the guy to extinguish the fire, as it's also to tell a guy to do a malacha on Shabbat. But on the other hand, you don't have to tell him not to extinguish the fire. So if he wants to go ahead and extinguish the fire on his own, that's okay, because the shpisa of the guy is not your responsibility. It's not your responsibility to make sure that a guy does not do a malacha on Shabbat. So if the guy wants to, on his own, extinguish the fire, that would be mutter. And not only that, but you're allowed to tell the guy, Kol ha-mechaber eino matzeh. Anybody who extinguishes the fire will not lose out. As if you're not telling the guy directly to put out the fire, you're just insinuating to him that if he puts out the fire, you'll end up paying him something after Shabbos. That would be mutter. Avokazan shabbat l'chabos ein shomen lo. But if a child shows up and wants to extinguish the fire on Shabbat, you cannot allow the child to extinguish the fire, because the shvita of the child is your responsibility. A father has a responsibility to ensure that his child does not do a malacha on Shabbat if we know that the child is doing the malacha because he knows that his father will be pleased. So the child is doing the malacha for his father, and that is usur to allow your child to do a malacha for you. So therefore, you cannot allow the child to extinguish the fire. Now, even though the same is true with regards to a guy, you're not allowed to allow a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Even so, it is mutter to allow the guy to extinguish the fire. As we have a cloud that a guy adaitei denashi of it. When he does something, he does it for himself. He's not doing it for you. And even though he's extinguishing the fire that broke out in your house, we assume the guy is not doing it for you. He's doing it because he figures he stands to gain from doing it. So therefore, we don't assume the guy is doing it for you. So you're allowed to go ahead and allow the guy to extinguish the fire in your house on Shabbat. You're allowed to put a ball on top of a lantern on Shabbat in order to ensure that the lantern does not cause the beam on top of it to catch fire. As long as you put down the ball in such a way that it does not cause the lantern to become extinguished. Be out so I shall cut, and you can put a ball on top of the feces of a rooster in order that a child will not dirty himself from the feces. Now we're talking about where the feces is not right in the middle of the courtyard. As if it was in the middle of the courtyard where people can step on it, then it would be considered a graf shel rei. A graf shel rei is something that's very disgusting. And such a thing you're allowed to move on Shabbat. And even though it's muksa, but since it's put in such a way that it's disgusting for people to see, you're allowed to pick it up and move it on Shabbat. Instead, we're talking about where the tzoa is in the ashpa of the chazer. It's in the garbage heap in the chazer. So since it's not right in the middle of the chazer, it's not considered a graf shel rei, and you're not allowed to go ahead and move it. However, since you're afraid that a child who might be playing in the ashpa of the chazer might dirty himself from the tzoa, you can go ahead and take a ball to cover it. Ba'al akrab shelo tisha. And you can take a ball and put it over a scorpion in order to trap the scorpion so that it won't bite anybody. Now, we're not talking about a scorpion that's usually lethal. As a scorpion that is lethal, you're allowed to go ahead and kill it. You don't have to worry about trapping it under a ball. But in this case, we're talking about a scorpion that's not normally lethal, but sometimes could bite people. So therefore, even though you can't kill it, you are allowed to go ahead and put a ball over it in order to trap it. And even though trapping is one of the 39 malachas, but in this case, since you're not trapping it because you want the scorpion, you're trapping it simply because you don't want it to bite anybody, it would be mutter to trap it on Shabbat. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'iz the Baal of Nei Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai Ba'arav, Va'amar Chashashni Lo Mechadus. Rabbi Yehuda said, a Ma'iz that came in front of Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai in Arav. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai was in a place called Arav, and somebody trapped a scorpion on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai said, I'm afraid that the person who trapped it is Chayev Mechadus. And according to Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai, since it is not a lethal scorpion, you're not allowed to trap it on Shabbat.